Hello everyone and welcome to this week's episode of The Green Room. In The Green Room, I get to unpack all those great stories and anecdotes and, you know, the business lessons I learn in talking to business owners just like you every single day. So sit back, relax, buckle up and enjoy this week's episode of The Green Room podcast. Hello everyone and welcome to The Green Room podcast. It won't come as any surprise to you, but I'm fielding a lot of client calls at the moment around the costs of doing business. It's not just the diesel price and the fuel prices that we're seeing rise, but they are. So if you're in the transport business or in a delivery business or you do a lot of kilometres as part of how you service clients, you're going to feel it pretty much straight away. But it's also really starting to impact downstream around a whole range of things that you may or may not realise. Things like PVC piping and electrical conduit and these sorts of things are now getting significant price rises. One client was telling me that their PVC conduit, their industrial electrical business, has risen by 48% in the last 3 weeks because it's made out of petrochemicals. So we're getting impacts all down the line and there's really no immediate relief in sight. So what to do? So the main question I do get asked and I field is, how do we absorb these costs? Well, the bottom line is we don't. At the end of the day, the clients are the ones who always need to pay. We need to protect our margin at all costs. We can look at things like, is there any budgetary relief we can look at in our budget? We can look at things like, are we being efficient enough? Can we service our clients potentially in a different way, whether that be, you know, less deliveries a week or whether it be by virtual meetings or whatever it looks like. But the reality is a lot of that is only going to get us some of the way. The majority of the way will have to be passing on those costs. And that's what you're seeing from your suppliers, the ones it's rushing downstream at a rate of knots and slamming into our businesses. And we've got all these extra costs coming into how we service our client base. So our freight bills are up, our fuel bills are up, some of our products and service materials are up. And clients are saying, well, what do? I don't want to pass that on. I already feel like I'm at the top of the market. Well, the reality is that now's the only time and the perfect time that we get to pass this on. Fuel costs don't require explanation. Your clients will fill up their own cars. So they've watched the same numbers climb at the pump. So they'll connect a price adjustment to energy and freight costs. So you're not really delivering a surprise. So now is the actual time. Because they're already living it. They understand it. They can see it. They know what's happening. And to a large extent, they might be happy about it, but they're expecting it. So if you're not handing on a price increase now, you're trying to hang on, absorb those costs into how you do business in the short term, you are absolutely doing your business a disfavor. Your business needs you to be passing on these costs now. If you wait 6 months and your costs increase by, say, 7%, down the track, you're going to have to increase by significantly more than that to be able to recoup the margins that just to get you back to where you were before all of this. So now is the perfect time. The next question I get asked a lot is, should I just do little incremental rises so they don't really notice? And I'm going, no, absolutely the worst thing you can do, because it will not cover the cost. What it'll look like is, it'll look like you don't have confidence in your business model. It'll look like you're tinkering around the edges. You'll give clients one price rise, and then a few weeks down the track, that's not going to cut it anymore. You need to give another price rise. Then a few weeks down the track, as other costs continue to wash downstream, you give another price rise. If you're going to raise prices, raise your prices to the point where you will cover in the short term and the medium term, the price increases you are expecting. So I'm not saying to gouge by any means. What I'm saying is we, as a business, we must protect our margins. We must pass on the cost to our customers. The customers always have to pay. So instead of revisiting your pricing every 30 days, let's put in a price rise that will hold off by, we can sort of look into have an insight into what's coming rather than try and do it in hindsight. What's coming, what could be coming, what is already here, and then really start to work through a price increase that will cover that off rather than tinkering around the edges. As this continues to grow and expand, you are going to have to be right on the ball around managing your margins and around managing your costs. And one of the ways I suggest we do that is we do a 90-day cost audit. So look at what your freight and delivery costs were 90 days ago and look at what they are now. How much has that moved by? Look at your raw materials, your input costs from 90 days ago, and where is it now? How much has that moved by? Look at things like your packaging and consumables, whether they're petrochemical linked or otherwise. How has that moved in the last 90 days? And look at your energy and utilities, your electricity, your gas, and your equipment for your site. What has happened in those spaces from 90 days ago till now? And then look at the overtime and delay costs around where we mightn't have been able to get product, where staff have had to do overtime, whatever that is, and then pass it all on. If you can work out how much your costs have moved in the last 90 days and work that out as a percentage, then we should be able to cover those costs properly, not just throw a dart and hope. It gives us some real context and some actual numbers to work with. It also gives us some confidence that we're actually passing on the costs that we have to pass on. And then when you see some of those costs move, look, get some insight into where are they likely to go in the next 90 days. Because remember, we don't want to be tinkering price. We want to be confident. We want to be strong and assertive. And then we move into the next phase. So once we understand how our costs have moved, and we move into the next phase of then high levels of communication. Remember, your clients are expecting this. They're paying this at the pump. They're actually living this with you. And so what does that look like? Well, writing an effective email, getting on the phone if you need to, letting them know there's a price adjustment, understanding that it's not ideal, understanding that you've actually done, telling your clients you've done the work to work through what the actual costs are so that they can, they won't be getting a price rise every 30 days. We're looking to absorb, pass on the costs and no more. And if you'd like me to send you an email that I've developed up for clients and also the cost audit template, please just put the term yes please in the comments and I'll send you out both the template for the email to send to your clients and I'll also send you out the cost audit worksheet so that you can make that work. So where to from here? Well, a sustainable business does not absorb the rising costs as default. It can't. It doesn't work like that. The moment you create a gap between what it costs you to deliver and what you're being paid to deliver, your goods or services, that gap, you need to close that gap. The only question is whether it closes under your control or under pressure. And what I'm begging you to do is do the numbers and then take control of the situation. Don't wait until all your margins are eroded and you absolutely have to do something. Get on the front foot, do it early, do it clearly, and do it at once. That's what a well-run business looks like from the outside and exactly what your clients are hoping to see. So here's my question to you. Are you on the front foot in passing on the costs? The clients always pay. The clients always have to pay. Are you being proactive in protecting your margin? Because that is your sustainability of your business. You're not doing anyone any favors by trying to absorb costs and eroding all of your profit margin and trying to hang in there. What clients want you to do, and they're fully aware that this is in play at the moment, what they want you to do is they want you to take control. They want to work with a business that is sustainable. They want to work with a business that will work with them long term. And they want to work with a business that communicates really well around what's happening and why it's happening. And they may, as I said, they may not be happy about it. I'm sure you're not happy about the rising costs you're facing. But if you try and absorb these costs, you could be putting the sustainability of your business at risk.
If you like this episode of the Green Room podcast, I invite you to jump on my website, chrisgreen.au, and check out other episodes. Also, I have a fortnightly newsletter and a video. So jump on board and check it out.